Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Austin Mpandawana, the manager of specialist classes at Renasa Insurance Company. Thank you very much, Austin, for talking to me.
Hi, Tony. Thank you very much for having me.
Brilliant. You know, it's always nice to talk about the specialist parts of our insurance because it really is where insurance is going. Is catering very specifically for different classes of insurance, etc., and then putting specialists in place to look after that. In this case, with you guys, with you in this conversation, we're not going to talk about all the specialist classes, etc. We're specifically going to look at inception value policy because it's something that is used in a lot of the other classes of insurance as well. As a byproduct or as an add-in product, etc. So it's quite an important aspect of catering for everyone with a niche.
That's correct.
And adding value to other niches in this industry. So maybe to start off with, just tell us, what is the business case behind inception value cover?
Okay. Thank you, Tony. So as you say, the specialist area is, it's a growing area, and it's particularly pertinent, especially in this economy where the sort of risks that people are trying to insure require that special attention. And IVP, as it's popularly known, that's the inception value policy, is just one of those products. And by reason of its, or should I say, just following on from its name, it helps to protect the value of the asset and actually limits exposure in two ways. So in the present context, it's applicable, as you've already alluded to, right across the motor industry. So we're talking special type vehicles, we're talking motorcycles, and obviously your standard personal lines and commercial vehicles. Mm-hmm. As long as we've got an M&M code for that particular vehicle and we can peg evaluation at the inception of the policy, then we can ensure the depreciation on that. So if you'll allow me, maybe I'll just expound a little bit on what IVP actually is.
Yeah.
So we obviously have, as typical practice, the vehicles that are insured based on the retail value. And as we are aware, the retail value tends to drop or reduce over time. And when you're comprehensively insured, you can begin with the retail value, for argument's sake, of 100,000, and over the next few years, it'll just gradually dwindle. And you're in the position now where you've got this asset that you bought for 100,000, you're continuing to pay premium on it, but should it be a total loss, written off, stolen, etc., then when your policy pays you out, you're generally only going to get, say, 80,000 rand for that particular vehicle. So when you take out an IVP policy, what happens is we peg the value of that vehicle as at the inception of that particular policy. So if you purchase the IV, or rather if you sign up for IVP today and your vehicle's worth 100,000, when it's written off, even though your comprehensive policy will pay out the 80,000, you get the benefit of the difference between the two, which is 20,000. Mm-hmm. Not only that, and I think this is one of the most unique features about IVP, is that you also get a credit shortfall benefit. And again, most people are not in the privileged position where they can purchase a vehicle cash necessarily. And when you take out a vehicle with finance on it, your first 2 to 3 years, potentially, you're just paying off the interest on that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that exposure, is a real one. And again, your comprehensive policy will not pay more than the retail value. So you could be in a situation where a year down the line, you've got this vehicle whose retail value is 100,000. You actually owe the bank about 130,000. The vehicle is written off. And unfortunately, you'll be left in a position where you have to pick up the shortfall. If you've got IVP, however, IVP picks up that first, that top portion first, and settles the bank on your behalf. So you get the benefit of the protection from, you know, the exposure with your credit shortfall. But then again, on the lower end, as you continue to remain on cover, as the retail value drops, then there's actually a benefit that can come, that can accrue to you directly.
Yes. So in that sense, your process to make this work.
Yes.
How does that work? Because I assume a lot of it just happens automatically, electronically.
Great. So when you take out your comprehensive policy, then it's an add-on in most instances. So you have to have comprehensive insurance first. So I think, let me just make sure, or to clarify that you must have an underlying comprehensive motor insurance policy to begin with, and then we can add the IVP to in addition to that. And yeah, so from a process point of view, it's easy, particularly for our partners that use the same system as us, because it's plugged in there. But even for those who use what we would call third party systems, it's black box rated. It's integrated into a number of systems, and it's really grown and picked up traction a lot over recent years. It's a fantastic product, and it's actually a very low cost product. By comparison, when I look at how much a typical credit shortfall policy would cost you versus the IVP, whose mean premium is probably around 150 Rand a month mark, you really have absolute value for money in there in terms of what you can protect. Obviously, the essential thing is it has to the cover has to remain continuous in order for you to enjoy the benefit of it. So you can't afford a break in cover.
Yeah. And then you said that you have to have comprehensive cover in place. Can that be any cover? Do you cover from any provider, or is it
correct? Very specific? Yes. So you can have one that's with Renasa, which we would prefer, of course. But you more than welcome. You could have any comprehensive cover from a number of insurers that we have in the market, and as long as your broker has an intermediary agreement or link through to Renasa, the product is available to them, and they can bolt it onto your comprehensive cover with whomever you're insured with.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And just in terms of a market awareness and sort of demand for the product, how is that?
Is there enough awareness? Oh yes, yeah. So there's plenty of awareness, and I think to complement, the broker partners that we have in the market, the word does go around. We found that, and it may sound archaic, but word of mouth actually has given this product attraction, because for a number of people, it's not until you actually have that event that you realize how crucial, how important, how valuable a product this actually is. So by virtue of that, we've had a lot of exposure there. Platforms such as this, a number of our publications, and like I said, I mean, we owe a lot to our broker network, who punt this product quite a lot, who are excited about the product, who are giving the correct advice to their to the end users to say, actually, you can go one step further and enhance the sort of cover that you have. You can imagine, and here's an interesting scenario where, let's say I'll refer to my example of 100,000. So you take it out for 100,000, and after a couple of years, the value drops to say 70,000, and you still owing the bank, for instance, 90,000, right? So you now have a situation where we'll first pay for the shortfall to the bank, because your retail value is 70,000, so we'll pay your bank 20,000. But because you had initially taken it out for 100,000, there's that gap of 10,000, so you actually get cash in your pocket. So that's actually a scenario that we find pretty common, where something goes to the bank and you're fine, and then you actually get a little bit in your pocket that can act as a deposit for your next vehicle. So it's a really, really wonderful product in that sense. It's diverse, and there is no limitation, really. And that's another thing, I suppose, which is great, is that a lot of VAPs have limited application, and the appetite for insurers across the various products varies. So your dents and tire covers, you know, you wouldn't typically find that, let's say, on a motorcycle quite easily. Whereas with IVP, I'm talking your heavy commercial vehicles can have it, your motorcycles, your special type vehicles, you know, and I know I've sort of mentioned it in the past, but I think it bears repeating, because it's of its wide application, and the fact that it offers such great benefits across a wide range.
And of course, those values, that difference between the values, can be huge nowadays with the price of cars.
Absolutely. Interestingly, we found, you know, just shortly after the COVID pandemic, a lot of retail values actually sort of started ticking upwards, but then it's really gone the other way, by my observation, over the last year. And the price of new vehicles in particular is staggering. You know, your typical light motor vehicles, or, you know, little runners, things that you'd expect to find in the market new for, you know, below 200,000 2 years ago are very rare. Like, you're not going to find that. But by the same token, having said that, the value of them dropped significantly over the first 2 years, 3 years, and depending on the brand, which is another thing, you know, is that, notwithstanding whatever brand of vehicle you have, you get that benefit right across the board. And because of that serious drop, it does increase the exposure, it does increase the risk. And it's, you know, because we're not always inclined to thinking about what will happen, because, you know, you've got the comprehensive cover, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a blind spot for a lot of people. And for that reason, I think it's important that the message continues to go out there, and the brokers are aware that there is something that they can offer their clients to really make sure they're crossing every T, dotting every I, leaving no stone unturned. And this is, and again, I'll go back to the issue about value, right? It's about delivering value. And when you look at the premium for this, it's next to nothing compared to what you can actually get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask a question, Austin? I obviously buy into everything you say. What is the reluctance of more brokers to take on and sell the IVP? Why is an IVP not embedded in every motor policy sold in this country?
I think that's predominantly because of the lack of exposure, in a way. Like I said, we've typically, relied on our broker network, right? And there hasn't been that aggressive, call it digital marketing, that has given the product that level of exposure. So I don't know if I can call it reluctance necessarily, but I think it's just more of, without being rude, ignorance.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But what is Renault doing to change that?
Yeah, so you know, it's again, I mean, the one of the great benefits of the merger with Telesure Investment Holdings is we've got a very strong marketing team. So we're actually working feverishly behind the scenes, creating the content. And you can imagine the opportunities that present themselves to us now, even in the direct market, right?
Exactly.
Where we're now part of the stable of a number of phenomenal brands that you find under Telesure. And even with the aggregating that they have with the likes of Hippo, you can only imagine the boundless opportunities that actually are available when we start to tap into the platforms and markets like that. So I think the future is very bright. The performance of the product itself is very strong. Those who've been exposed to it testify of just how much value that it's, you know, it's adding to the end user. So
typically,
I think,
what's the retention of clients who take an IVP? How long do they keep the policy until they dispose of the vehicle?
Usually? For the most part, yes. Yeah. Because it's not transferable, you find that termination of the policy typically happens at the point where the vehicle is sold. But in terms of retention, it is one of those products because it's so low in premium that tends to stick. And I think once explained nicely to a client, they actually see the importance of hanging on to it and making sure that they don't drop the cover. A lot of clients we find are really, really keen, even if they move across from one broker to another inside the Renasa stable, or they're moving across from their old insurer and their comprehensive is moving to Renasa, we get asked a lot of questions. Can I keep my IVP? It's one of those things that a lot of clients have an eye on. I really don't want to lose this benefit. I've pegged my value and I've paid now for 3 years. Can I keep this? Can I keep it going? Yeah. And it just shows really how important it is and the buy-in that we're getting. So we generally get a lot of stickability there.
Because it was similar with the MRP in the past as well. Most insurance is sold. It's not bought. I mean, clients are buying motor off, are buying it because, you know, it's a requirement to get your car financed and you don't get the vehicle without the cover. Right. But a product like the IVP is something where the client, the end client, understands that there's something in it for him. Okay. And that's not typical in insurance. I mean, this is something where it's win-win-win. You know, it's a good product from an underwriter's perspective, like yourselves. It's a good product from the broker's perspective because it's, I think, a relatively easy sell if it's explained well, and the persistency of the premiums coming in almost every month. And it's a good product from the client's perspective because he understands that the benefit is his, not the banks or anybody else.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And if I may just piggyback off something you just mentioned in there, is that even for the broker, that's a great retention tool, right? Because you can imagine if for whatever reason, a client is contemplating moving over to broker B, they have to consider the fact that, you know, broker A is the one who's connected to Renasa, who's connected to this product. So if I'm going to jump ship, is that potential that I'm going to lose out on this product now. So anytime a broker has a client on IVP, more often than not, they actually have now that, you know, they've got it locked in. The relationship is more likely to stand the test of, you know, competition trying to buy them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, anything that can increase stickiness is very valuable. In this market. Yeah.
No, 100% agree. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so we're excited about the prospects for the future, of what the product is capable of delivering to the end user, particularly in difficult economic times like this. It's very sad actually when a client's vehicle is stolen or written off, and you know, you come to that point now where you realize actually now I'm owing the bank X amount or, you know, and it's not always easy to then restart the wheels again, you know. Something like this, it really does what the essence of insurance is all about, right? Places you back in the position where you were previously. And if that can happen, the more times, then yeah, the merrier.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Austin, thank you very much. That was a very interesting conversation about something that seems like it's just a small part of the industry, but actually it's a really valuable product. Thank you for that.
I couldn't agree more. And thank you very much for the opportunity and for your time. Appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting with you again sometime in the future.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Austin. That was great.